Here we are.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, I've been so excited about this. I already told you when we got in the car.
Yeah, when I picked
you up this morning. So, hi, guys. This is a new podcast that Cooper and I decided that we wanted to do. It's called...
Sauce.
Sauce. You know where I got that name from?
Where?
I actually didn't tell you. So, Sauce was the name of my Snapchat story whenever I got drunk for the first time. And I named it Sauce. Like, I was sauced. Like, is that a word? Do people use that? I don't know. But that's where I got it from.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Anybody. Okay. So for all the people who don't know us, which is a lot because we don't do any type of social
media. I don't have a YouTube. He has a YouTube, but he hasn't posted videos in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a YouTube.
Well, you kind of, you have a YouTube account.
Well, I have, a banger rap song on it. Go listen to it, Lock and Key. okay, but, no, we don't, he doesn't have social media. So, Cooper, how old are you?
I am 10.
Oh my God, you don't know your age?
Okay, be quiet.
Okay, and I'm 22. Cooper's my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And we were laying on the floor the other, what was it? We were laying on the floor last weekend.
Yeah, it was Saturday or something.
Yeah, we were bored because usually when I come home, they have really bad internet. It's Usenet.
Yeah.
So we can't really do anything with that. But we were laying on the floor and he was rubbing my back. I don't know if this is weird, but I usually ask my little brother, Cooper, to rub my back, and he says no, and then I'll bribe him with $1, and I'll be like, I'll give you $1, and then he'll rub it for 5-10 minutes. So anyways, he was rubbing my back, and then we both got bored, so then we were just laying there.
We were on our phones and stuff.
Yeah, and I was recording us just randomly on Snapchat, and then I made the joke, I was like, we should make a podcast.
And then I was all in, and he just made it as a joke, so... And then we were we should do a
podcast. Yeah, and I mean, at first I was kidding, and then I posted on Snapchat, and my cousin replied saying she listened to it. And honestly, that was the moment when I was like, we could.
Yeah.
And honestly, I come home, I think, once a week, and I feel like every time I come home, we don't really have anything to do, and I feel like I don't get to hang out with you much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know we play basketball, but,
you have work and...
Yeah, used to be fun to, play around with. Okay, but being completely honest, you're fun now, but I think you're at the point where you can talk too much where I can get annoyed. There was a point in time where I was telling Mom when you were a baby, oh my God, I can't wait till he gets older and I can have him do stuff and we can do fun video stuff. And then you got to that age. And then, you were my, little minion. You were, I could literally do anything. And so, I would dress you up in Bulls gear and, all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you would follow my lead. And
yeah, we actually have a picture.
Yeah.
I was in Bulls gear and we were just acting cool.
And I was in
cool.
Bucks.
Yeah.
But now you're kind of becoming your own person and it's not as fun.
Yeah.
And you talk back to
See,
me.
See, it's weird how you thought about that because... I would never want a little brother or sister. I would just,
Really?
No, because, and then, I have...
Because Mom won't pay attention to you anymore?
Well...
Yeah.
But, I have my little cousin, and, he annoys the thing out of me.
Really?
Yeah.
What? You don't enjoy having somebody younger than you that can kind of take...
No.
No. That was quick, okay. I mean, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I mean, it's crazy to think, I was...
But you ought,
I mean, I know I was forced.
Yeah.
You were kind of like a surprise. Mom came into the living room and said, we need to talk to y'all. And I was like, what? And then she sat us down. I thought something bad was going to happen.
Yeah.
She's like, we're having a baby. Do you know that story?
Nobody told me that.
Yeah, so Mom, I remember we were... Devin and I were doing our own thing, and then she gathered everybody to come into the living room. And Mom looked, stressed to talk about it. That's how I remember. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I remember she brought us into the living room, and then she was like, so we need to talk. And I was freaked out. I thought something bad happened, mm-hmm. and which something did bad happen, you were being born.
Well, yeah, it's probably worse for me because I had to come to this family.
Oh, so. Okay, yeah, right, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So, continue.
Yeah, so she was like, we're having a baby. And honestly, I didn't know. That's so crazy. Like, think about mom telling you that they're having another baby. Like, how would that, like, I feel you would be excited. You'd be excited.
I would have, like, a spark, but eventually when I start thinking of it, it would get a little on my nerves and stressful, you know?
I get it, but I mean, like, I don't know. It's just having, like, you know, you get to see the course of, like, birth to where you are. Like,
I would hate it.
You could have been a blowjob.
I could have been.
You could have been a blowjob. If you even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. You don't know what that means.
I'll look that up later.
No, don't do that. Oh, okay. Mom will get mad at me.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, we'll cut this out.
Yeah, okay.
No, but so that's, I mean, that was pretty cool. But then I got to shape you.
Yeah.
To, you know, a lot of people tell me that you're like me.
Yeah, that's probably why everybody in my school calls me weird.
Yeah, that won't ever end.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, speaking of that, being at school, like, how do the girls see you at school? Okay. Like, don't even try to sugarcoat it. Like, honestly, how do they see you?
All right, so, I'll tell.
Give me a breakdown.
So, I walk in school, right?
Yeah.
And I'm confident. I don't get like shy around girls because like I know pretty much everybody in my school.
Yeah.
Like all the girls, and they think I'm really funny.
Okay.
And I'm not bragging. I swear. They think I'm like the class clown.
Okay, but is cute or just funny?
I would say both.
Okay.
You say but both. But yeah. Anybody would want to feast on this. But
oh, feast.
Feast.
Is that
this
a word?
Is a feast.
Is that a word that elementary school is used?
Exactly.
No, you're lying.
Well, I'm in fifth grade, bro.
Feast? A girl wants to feast on you?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
It's like the chicken, bro.
Okay, go.
Eat the chicken.
No, go.
So, yeah. So, I think I'm, like, really funny and stuff. And I usually get the girls, they, like, glare at me and stuff. So.
I feel like they
think I'm cute because I have a lot of humor in me.
Okay, yeah. I feel like that's how I was in elementary school, and then it all went downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you now, you know.
I know. I don't have anybody.
Yeah.
Okay, also, we were at the grocery store earlier today. I wanted to mention this because this made me laugh, and I had to say it for the podcast. Oh. I wanted to get your reaction. We were at the grocery store earlier today because we're having 12 people over at my house, and we're making tacos. God bless, because tacos are super easy to make.
Yeah.
Anyways, at the grocery store, and we're going through the vegetable aisle, and this man, Cooper, looks at a vegetable. It's a potato, okay? He points to it, and he goes, "What is that?" And then he reads the name. It says potato, okay? It said potato. And you said, "Oh, never mind, I don't speak Spanish."
Okay, no. I was talking about the bags of, like, but, like...
No, yes, you pointed at the potatoes.
I knew they were potatoes, but...
No, you didn't.
It said label, and it was just this Spanish word.
No, it's potato.
It's said not potato.
It said potato. It literally said potato. You said, "I don't speak Spanish." And I look at the sign, and it literally says potato on there. And you said, "I don't speak Spanish."
Okay. Well, that in public, that same time, like around that same time, we were over, I'm pretty sure, by like the meat and all that.
Yeah.
And I get your phone and I like look for the picture. Like, yeah. It was like a certain picture. I forgot what it was.
Yeah, it was for like cream cheese.
Yeah. And then I saw this video.
Yeah.
And so I took your phone and my brother, Ethan, he had his shirt off, like, probably after he went to the gym, and he looked like he was rising like Superman.
Okay.
Without his shirt.
Let me explain.
Explain.
Okay. I was putting together a video after I worked out, yes, because I feel huge after I work out. I'm 150 pounds, so I'm not big whatsoever, but I like to feel big after I go to the gym. I'm on a week streak. So that's, you should be proud of me. I usually don't work out, so week streak is pretty awesome. And I was telling my roommate Taylor that like, I was asking him, like, don't you feel big, like, after you go work out? So then, after I did that, I felt, like, huge. And I took off my shirt, and I didn't even work out. Okay, no, I did work out my chest. But I worked out my chest really light. But I take off my shirt, and I make, like, a montage mm-hmm. of, like, what it feels like after you work out. And it's just me, like, clips of me walking in front of a mirror and, like, flexing. And, like, I put it together, and I sent it to a couple people on Snapchat. But that's all it was, and I saved it to my camera roll, and then you went snooping.
You have to go to the gym to feel big?
Yes.
Every day when I wake up, I look at my abs, and I'm like, for practice.
You have, I have a video of you that I should post, and it's of you trying to do push-ups, but instead of push-ups, you just hump the ground. That's what happens. Okay, also, he's trying to call me out on a video. He shows me in the car a picture of him. Okay, he first shows that he lost a tooth. And he just got his braces off. And he lost a tooth, like, yesterday or 2 days ago?
It was about 2 days ago.
Yeah, he lost a tooth 2 days ago. He pulls his tooth out. He's in the mirror in the bathroom. And he decides to let the blood run down his mouth. And he takes a selfie of him with a straight face staring at, you know, the mirror. Like a normal bathroom selfie. Of blood dripping down his lips, and he like commented how he looked like a vampire, and he's trying to be a sexy vampire.
Okay, I can explain that. Okay.
There's nothing to explain. That's what you did.
I took that photo to to post it to all the babes, but
post it to all the babes. You don't even have any social media,
bro. I have Snapchat.
Do you have? Do
I
have girls
text too.
Do girls your age have Snapchat?
Yes.
What do you guys Snapchat about?
Just random things.
Like, naughty things.
Yeah.
What?
What? No.
What? No.
But, like, so, yeah.
Is your little girly friend on Snapchat?
Well, she doesn't have Snapchat. She's, like, one of those girls who are, like, bad. Like, she thinks that, like, social media is bad, and I think that's, like, super hot.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Like, no, I think that's hot, like I said.
You think it's hot?
Yeah.
Okay. What makes that hot?
You know, just, like, she's, like, safety. Like, she's prepared.
Prepared for what?
Like, you know, like, hackers.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, see? No, like, how
I
they
feel
can...
Like, I feel like you don't know how the world works.
Yes, it does. Like, yes, it see, does. Like hackers. Like, Snapchat has, like yeah. people could actually hack, right?
Yeah, and y'all are young, too.
Yeah.
Honestly. But
yeah,
I mean,
their mom and dads are, like, preparing them.
Yeah, but I mean, at one point, I feel like y'all are going to get on social media.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you plan to get an Instagram account?
Yes, when I get older.
Why older? Like, I'm not, like...
Like, I'd rather have it now, but I don't know if Mom would, and my dad would, like, actually...
I don't think they would care, honestly. And then you could add your at on the podcast.
My what?
It's called
my
at.
My at.
Your at.
My at.
Okay, you think it's funny now, and you're going to be using it. I think you already know this story. No, you probably don't.
What?
The story of the girl at work.
Oh. So what happened there?
Yeah. So, there's a girl at work, and I think she's really cute. So, she's an intern, and she just started this year. I've been working there for about a year, and I've been trying to somehow figure out how to talk to her. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's two floors to, I work in an accounting firm over in St. Mm-hmm. Pete. And there's two floors to the building, or I guess two floors for our firm in the building. And she is on the bottom floor and I'm on the top floor. So I've been trying to find any way to come downstairs to talk to her. And it's just been like super weird because I have to follow like COVID rules and like, I can't go down certain aisles or I have to go certain ways mm-hmm. on hallways and stuff like that. So I guess, you know, I talked to her once. I finally got to talk to her and mm-hmm. I thought like, oh yeah, she spoke words to me. So
yeah,
she's
yeah,
into
that's
me.
So cool.
Because that's how I work. Like, you know, I
get that every day.
Yeah, but it just gets worse. Like, I have this mentality that girls find me like super attractive.
As long as they talk to you.
If they say words to me. Like,
yeah.
If they say words to me, they
so,
find me attractive.
Like...
Anyways. she said words to me, so then later on that day I like really wanted to ask her to coffee
mm-hmm.
and like because that was my way to like be able to talk to her like
yeah.
more like away from work and then not be work. So I asked her on Teams since I was upstairs, Microsoft Teams. I like message her would you possibly want to go get coffee after work? And as soon as I typed that in Microsoft Teams, I deleted all of it. So I was like, I sound stupid. Like, and then I start working for another 30 minutes. I'm like, no. I'm gonna send this to her.
Yeah. No going back now.
Yeah, no going back. And then I also thought, like, this would be a great story for the podcast, you know, like, mm-hmm. either way. So I message, hey, if you're not busy after work, would you like to go get a coffee? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, usually when I send her a message, she reads it within the first 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So, like, there's this little eyeball that pops up on Microsoft Teams saying that's red. And she didn't read that for, like, 20 minutes. And I'm just sitting there nervous, like, I'm like, wow, I just ruined my whole chance. She definitely read this. She's ignoring me. I'm about to leave work without her even answering me. That's probably the most embarrassing thing. And, you know, she responds 20 minutes later, and she goes, sorry, I'm busy after work. And I'm like, I take that as rejection.
Yeah. Well, no, I feel like it's just fine. It's, like, fine.
Yeah, like, but I mean, like, if she was interested, she would have been like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy after work, maybe another time. Or, like, I don't know, like, open it to another time.
Okay, do this.
I'm listening to this.
Later. Say this. Just out of nowhere. You say, you remind me of the 20 letters in the alphabet. And then you would say,
yeah,
there's 26 letters in the alphabet, right?
Yeah.
And then you should be like, my bad. I forgot that you are a QT. But that's only 5 letters that she would say. And then you say, my bad. I'll give you that D later.
Why do you know that? No, I'm not going to do that. That's how I get her to stop talking forever. And then I get reported at work. And then I can't come back to work.
Wait.
No,
you can't do that at work?
Probably not. I could probably get, like, accused for sexual harassment.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, you can't just go around saying stuff like that.
Dang, I'm gonna get a lot of
attention. I'm just not very good with, like, flirting. My flirt's very interesting. Like, the one time I got drunk. The one time I get drunk, there was a girl. So, my roommate's girlfriend brought her friend, and, you know, she was pretty cute and stuff like that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was talking to her. I got a little, like, drunky.
Junkie.
Yeah, and so I was, like, trying to hit on her. I don't know if it came across that way, but I was trying to hit on her all night. And then at the end of the night, I knew she was sleeping on the couch outside my bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And
wait, they're, like, staying the night?
Yeah, Ashton was staying the night, and since, like, we all drank, like, we're not allowing anybody to leave.
It's like a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so she was, like, getting ready to go to sleep on the couch, so I, like, walk up to her, and I'm like, hey, do you need anything? And then she was like, yeah, can you give me a blanket and a pillow? And I said, yeah. And so I get a blanket and a pillow, and I set it down on the couch, and I'm, like, you know, just standing around, like, you good? And then she's
fine,
like,
time.
Yeah. Seeing if she, like, I don't know. I don't know where I thought this was
going. I feel
going.
Like it would be, like, too bold for her to say,
no,
like,
I get that. But, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know how this works. So then I was like, she said, yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm good. And I was like, okay. And then so I walk back to my room. I'm like, no, I'm not done. So then I walk back out of my room, and I go into the kitchen. The kitchen faces the couch. It's, like, a big grand room.
Yeah.
And I was, like, you know, just, like, touching the counter, trying to find something to do. And then I look over at her, and I'm like, you good? And then she's like, yep. And I'm like, okay. And I go lay down on my bed, and I'm like, damn it, like, I suck. And I send her a text. I'm like, hey, there's an open spot in my bed if you
want
to, like...
You want some lollipop?
No. If you want to, like, come in. And then I went to bed, and I woke up that next morning to her messaging me back, LOL. And I walk outside of my bedroom, and everybody's downstairs, and they're all looking at me, and I'm just like,
great. Yeah, I did that.
They're all, like, smiling at me, and I feel so embarrassed. Oh, God.
What did they say? Did they say anything?
No, they didn't say anything. They didn't say anything.
I'm surprised she told them.
I mean, like, it's funny.
Like, if you were her,
yeah,
and a girl, like, was, like, touching around, like, and stuff.
Oh, like, the roles are switched?
Yeah.
What would I do?
And, like, you didn't like her as much as she likes you right now. Like, you're switching places. That.
So you're calling...
Would you
you're
go?
Saying, you're
would
thinking,
you go in the
you're
bed?
Thinking, so you're basically saying that she did not find me attractive.
Okay, I don't know that yet. I
you're
don't know
assuming
that.
It.
Maybe, yeah, probably. But, like, would you go?
I don't know. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10. Actually, that's hard to scale.
5?
5?
6?
Yeah,
6.
Yeah. 6? Okay, like, how...
I'll give you...
That's how interested she is in me?
Yes. I'll give you a 5.5.
She's only 5... Is she's a 6, but she's like 10 out of 10 interested?
Yeah.
Oh, so like it's, you know, it's easy to tell that she's into me.
Well, I wasn't there, so I can't really tell.
No, it was obvious. Because like
obvious.
Also, I'm pretty sure that Ashlyn came downstairs.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure that Ashlyn came downstairs, which is Taylor's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I walked up to her and I was like, I like whispered, I was like, do you think that she would want to like snuggle with me? And okay, also I want to point out there was no intention to like sleep with her, and by sleep with her I mean like fadoodle.
But like if she like if you guys were cuddling,
yes.
And she actually went like over there and cuddled you, like hugged you and
yeah.
stuff, and just like woo, and then she made a move.
If she made a move, yes. But I mean, like, I was stressing the fact that I just wanted to, like, snuggle her. Is that weird? Like, I don't know.
Yes,
I find
very.
No, but, like, I love snuggling.
Like, I feel like any guy would just go for it, though.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
Bullseye.
By the way, for everybody who cannot see, because this is a audio podcast, he just put his arm out, and he was like, go for it. Just, like, threw his arm forward.
Oh, and just saying, this guy's single, just saying, so.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna get all the
Oh, I'm now. Single, too, so all the single ladies, you can come
no,
over.
You're not, like, single.
Well, yeah, well, I got a lot of girls, but, like, there's no one's perfect.
You're gonna say you got a lot of girls? I thought there was one specific
There's
one.
A one that, like, I,
you're
5
being,
out of
you're
10.
You're being like your older brother, Devin.
Well.
Okay, if you're gonna be like anybody with girls, have my, like... Okay, Devin's sweet.
Okay, I'm not getting yours. I'm going to get Devin's.
No, I get that. But, like, yeah, I would. If
your side is the enthusiastic side. Devin's side is the babe side.
Okay, yeah. I get that, yeah. I don't get Devin. Devin's really good with girls. He's pretty smooth. Which, he'll be coming over for dinner later on. And we're hoping to have him on later podcasts.
Yeah, show him in.
Yeah, I think that'd be really fun.
Introduce him to...
He's got a lot of stories, like, interesting stories that'd be fun to talk
about.
Our
amazing viewers.
Yeah. We definitely added 2 viewers today.
Yeah, okay, so this is how it happened.
You
want to
tell it?
Yeah. So, we were in Publix, and we were, like, paying for all the food we got. And she said something about her jackets, and we got...
The lady at the register.
Yeah, lady at the register. We have, like, matching jackets that says sauced on them.
Which is the title of the podcast.
Yeah, and so she like, said, ooh, what's those jackets about? And we said, we're starting a podcast and stuff, and she was, like, really cool about it, and, like, excited.
Yeah.
And we told her to, like, subscribe or, like, follow
yeah,
that.
Yeah, go watch it.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I'll have to go check it out.
And there's 2 people there, and they so it might
yeah,
be 3.
Yeah, they both. Oh, we could have
yeah.
3 coming. Yeah.
And we also went to Chick-fil-A for lunch
uh-huh.
and, like, picking it up. And we didn't say anything about it. We were just in
no,
the car
yeah.
picking
we were
it
paying.
Up.
We were paying.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us the little card swipe.
Yeah. And then he said, nice jacket. So, like, do you guys do YouTube or something?
Yeah.
And then we said, we're starting a new podcast. And he was actually looking for a podcast and how, like,
yeah,
how to
like
do it
platform.
And stuff.
Yeah, like a platform. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And so that was really cool. And we told him that it was sauced and to, like, show him our jackets and stuff.
Yeah.
So
I
we
like
probably definitely got, like, 2 or 3 subscribers.
Do you like the colors of the jackets?
Like white and black?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nice. They're
I don't,
nice.
I saw like, you know, like nice colors, but
mm-hmm.
I honestly thought white would pop.
Yeah.
And I do really like the font.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish like, I could keep that font. I don't know if there's a way to download that specific font everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was really fun.
Also, like, you know, like, all those YouTubers and podcast people, they, like, they start getting merch and all that stuff,
yeah.
And they start making new stuff and give it to the viewers, like, buy
That'd
it.
Be so fun. If we...
you have a Mr. Beast one, don't you?
I have a lot of Mr. Beast.
Yeah, you have a lot of Mr. Beast. I have one, but... That would be awesome.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, we're, like, big fans of Mr. Beast.
He's, like, paying $10,000 to my favorite podcasters.
Wait, aren't you working on, like, a puzzle?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm sure anybody who listens to this podcast, if anybody, other than our family, they know who David Dobrik is. And David Dobrik came out with a puzzle called the $100,000 puzzle, and he only sent out, like, 100,000 puzzles. And each puzzle has its own QR code, so there's no... You can't look off the box to know how to put the puzzle together. So... It's only two colors. It's black and green.
Yeah.
So me and my roommate, it's taken us like 3 days, a cumulative like 12, 15 hours of putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
And we only are 30% of the way done. It's so incredibly difficult. And I think I looked at the breakdown and you can get between 25 cents or $100,000 from scanning the QR code when you're done.
Yeah.
So like the puzzle is green and black. And it creates a QR code at the very end that you scan. And then it'll give you either 25 cents, 50 cents, $1, $5, 10, 50, 100, 1,000, 10,000, or 100,000.
Couldn't you just, like, look at the picture on the box or something?
No, yes. Okay, so the QR code follows some of the same stuff. But the middle pieces where it's all, like, random blocks and everything, those are completely different. So you can't really look at it.
So it's just, like, blocked off. So you...
Yeah.
So it's harder.
Yeah, so you really don't know how to
this
put it together.
This also shows, like, how much money that David Dobrik has.
Yeah, no. He's... The prize pool adds up to, like, $250,000.
Exactly.
But he made, like, $3 to $5 million from it. Because it was 100,000 puzzles, and they're, like, $30
they're,
each.
Like, buying it, yeah.
Yeah. And
it's just, that's like... smart about him.
95,000 of them are 25 cents out of the 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's
which means
really
that
cool.
We're most likely going to get 25 cents from this. But there's a possibility of the 100,000.
It would be sick if you guys just got, like farther than cents.
Oh, yeah. Like, no. If we got a dollar, that's crazy. There's only, like, 1,000 out of the 100,000 to get a dollar. Now, I won't be, like, happy with it.
But
it'd
be
cool. Because I lost $29 on the, you know.
But you can show people you got a dollar,
I got a
not
dollar
25
on 95,000 of, you know, the other people got.
Mm-hmm.
But what's crazy is he made the comment that if you don't put the puzzle together, like, he stressed the fact that everybody who actually bought the puzzle needs to put the puzzle together. Because it could be the $100,000 one. And if you never put it together, nobody can ever claim the $100,000.
Yeah.
And some people bought, like, 5 puzzles.
Really?
So if you see how long this
you
one puzzle...
You could buy more than one?
Yeah, you could buy as many as you want. Oh. But the thing is, you have to put all of them together to know what you got.
That's
you can't just
true.
Buy it and be like, oh, I might get $100,000.
I didn't think of that.
So that's, like, for, like, an average person to do it, it's, like, you know, it's going to take a lot of hours to put all 5 together. And also, if all 5 of them are 25 cents, damn.
Yeah.
That would really suck.
So, I have a story.
Okay.
So, at school, we have, like, lunch outside and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, because everybody has, like, one corridor where they get to eat outside. This is kind of bad because it's, like, cold outside, but when it's, like, really cool, at lunchtime, it feels so good.
Yeah, like, 70 degrees?
Mm-hmm. So, we were outside, and, like, we have our certain tables, and I was with my friend. He's, like, really funny and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, he was sad and stuff, and I said, just to cheer him up, like, what's good with fries? And then he said under his breath, Joe Mama. So I didn't really think much of it. So, like,
you didn't think much? You didn't know what he was
talking about? So, and then I went to bed that night. And usually takes, like, an hour, like, for me to actually fall asleep.
Yeah.
So, like, 30 minutes, and I was just, I think about so much stuff.
Oh, my God.
And I think about it, like, Joe Mama, you know what's good with fries, Joe Mama. And I'm like, what the heck?
He's talking about my mom! Dude, it took you. Okay. You get that from me. Because I'll sit there after somebody says a joke and I'll giggle to it. And a minute later, I'll start dying laughing because I finally get the joke. Yeah. That took you a whole day.
Yeah, pretty much.
To figure out. You're like, I don't know what Joe Mama is. Like, is that a sauce? Like, is that, I got to try this sauce. Like, go up to mom and be like, Mom, next time you go to the grocery store, can you give me some Joe Mama?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Get some Joe Mama in there.
You're the type of person that would go ask for blinker fluid from a...
Okay, I saw that on TikTok.
Yeah, you
I'm not falling
know,
for
you
that.
You probably know everything from TikTok.
Well...
Yes.
I know some stuff from my family, you know.
No, I know. You actually probably get more things than I do because it takes a while for me to understand jokes.
Yeah.
I'm not really quick to picking up on things.
Yeah, I can tell. So, but. Yeah. So, you remember at the dinner table when we were talking about, like, weird stuff?
Yeah.
And about the family? And then we were talking about, like, how when we were younger, we would, like, say words wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I would say much. Like, there was so much sauce. Wait, no. I said that right.
That's right. You don't even know how to say the word.
No, there,
Yeah?
Okay, well, I used to get much and many mixed up.
Yeah.
And so, then he talked about you. Because we were, like, all together.
Yeah.
And then you talked about you with literally and like.
Okay, yeah, I use those all the time, but I can't help it. And every time I try to think about not talking with those words, see, I get slow. I get slow when I try that. But, I slow down my words, or my sentences, because I don't, I try not to say it because you mentioned it.
And then later, like, in dinner, we were, like, talking about something funny, and then you were like, bro, literally like...
Bro, literally, like, I love that. Yeah.
And it was so funny to everybody.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping, I mean, I know you were there when I said it, but I'm really hoping that whenever we have those family dinners, because we really talk about random stuff, I would really like to record some of that, because I think that'd be really fun. And I think I really want whoever listens to this to know, like, how our family is. Because our family, I really think our
family...
They're really funny, and they're really unique. Really do have a, like, strong family that...
Like, not a lot of people,
are fortunate enough to have, you know, as close of a family that we do.
So, like, I shouldn't be saying this.
Okay.
And because it's about me.
Okay.
So, we were at, like, Publix, like, today, and so... He said we had to get this cucumber, and it was, like, in a package by itself, then we get it, and then...
You're such a child. I'll cut him off. I had to get a cucumber for... He's dying laughing right now. It's not even that funny. We had to get a cucumber for a taco salad and stuff like that, and... I grab it. It's a really long cucumber, okay? It's like over 12 inches. And he's sitting there and he's like, whoa, that's a big cucumber. And he grabs it and he's like, this looks like mine. And I was just like,
No. I said, we have something in common.
No, my God. You were so small. You walk around naked everywhere. At the house.
That's true.
So Cooper and I, we don't live together because I live in a townhome with my roommate Taylor.
Yeah.
And Cooper, obviously being 10 years old, he still lives with our parents. And I come home every weekend and we go play basketball. So he has to go take a shower after we go play basketball before we eat, because you sweat a lot. You sweat a lot.
Yeah.
You get really sweaty. We can go run like. Outside for 5 seconds and you'll already be
that's weird about me. I always have
that's that. How dad is. And we'll go play basketball, we'll come back in, he'll take a shower, and what he loves to do for some odd reason, I think he gets scared to like close the door.
Stop it.
Why do you keep the door open when you take a shower?
I just never think about it.
What do you mean you never think about it?
Who's gonna come up into the bathroom just to see me naked?
We're not going to see you naked. It's just in the hallway when you go to other people's rooms.
Okay, well, it's Okay, the only... I've started closing my door, and this is the reason. You would come up there with your phone open videoing just to come in my shower and post me naked.
No, I don't post you. I save it...
Okay, well, it's still very annoying.
Okay, this sounds bad. I save it for myself. I don't mean it like that. I save
that's
it...
that's weird, dude. You stop.
No. I save it because... I don't... And honestly, I don't get... I never get, like, your junk in it. It's always... You can tell you're naked... But it's so small that you cannot see it. You know what I'm saying?
No. I just think, like, the windows are, like it. I'm in a shower for a long time. This, like, the steam.
Your balls haven't dropped yet. Oh my gosh.
Yes, they have. I've gone to puberty already three times.
Three times. No, but you keep the door open and you sing. You sing in the shower. I did that too. But I mean, you keep the door open. So while you're singing, what I like to do is...
Video me naked.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
But I come around the corner and I scream at the, like, so loud to scare him. And he'll scream back. And he'll instantly start crying because he knows that I'm videotaping it and he's scared I'm going to post it. There was one time that I did it and I ran downstairs and my sister Tammy, she was dying laughing. We were just sitting downstairs. He runs downstairs. This man's still naked. He got out of the shower without wiping off all the water, gets straight out of the shower, runs across the hallway upstairs, all the way down the stairs, still naked, runs all the way to me, trying to grab my phone, yelling at me to delete it.
Yeah.
And one of those times I never even recorded you. I acted like I was recording you. And I told Tammy right before I went to go do it. And you came downstairs saying to delete it. And you were crying. And you got mom.
Well, if I did it to you at my age, you would. Did you ever shut your door when you were my age?
Yes, I shut my door. I was scared of people seeing my small penis, and I still am.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like next year it would be like the size of that cucumber, you know?
I mean, it's close to that size.
Really?
No, nowhere near. That's huge.
Really?
Yeah, that's like...
Do you think it's possible for somebody to have
Yeah, you gotta take horse pills.
Wait, really? There's such thing?
Yeah.
I thought it's just like
I know you're at a luck. Like, I know, what do you, it's luck?
It's
no,
luck.
No, okay. Yeah, for like some people, yeah.
Can you like make it strong?
What do you mean make it strong?
Like, you know, like, does like it have a muscle in it?
Yes, it has, it fills up with blood. It's like, think about inside of there, it's like a sponge, and then blood flows into it and makes it hard.
Could you make it, that's why it's in the mornings.
What did you say?
In the morning, that's why it's so,
Yeah.
Bro, I thought,
dude,
I was just,
whenever you get to middle school and high school, like, it's going to be hard all the time.
Really? Dang it! I
no,
hate
in
it.
No, in class
when,
you're gonna pop random ones. It's not even gonna. Be...
I've done that in elementary school. Like
it happened.
My grade.
It happens now.
Yes.
Dude, you did. You hit puberty already.
I swear, it gets hard at random times.
In elementary school, I don't remember that happening for me.
Yeah, in class, and then I have to like move it, bro.
Do you really have to move it?
Yes, it feels awful. Like it's so. Ugh, it's like uncomfortable.
What I typically do, which puts it away like really good, is if you flip it up like towards your belly button and then you put your like underwear like over it.
Really?
Like, yeah, close. I'm being
honest.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I've done that before.
And,
like
it
hold
it
up.
Flat. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hold it up.
Yeah.
And
this is really awkward to talk about with you.
Yeah, but it's happened to me before, so.
Yeah,
it's
we
not...
gotta figure it out for you. You gotta
and
be
also,
ahead of the game.
Also, at the dinner table, you and Dad were talking about, like, to hold the pee while you're peeing. Like, to hold it without touching your pee-pee.
You mean, like, so it doesn't flow, urine doesn't flow out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Dad said that was hard. It would take a while for you to do it.
Okay, it depends on how much pee you have coming out. If you have a lot of pee coming out and you try to close the valve.
I'm like, Dad. It keeps on going. It's, like, so straight. It's, like, hard.
What do you mean you're
like
Dad? You watch
like,
him pee?
It's fast.
You watch Dad pee?
Well... No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. I've heard the urine when we go to, like, restaurants. I hear it just... It just keeps going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's mine's, like, that fast. It's like...
Well, why do you... I mean, I know I do it sometimes, but why do you do it? Why do you...
Because you were talking about the dinner table and...
No, but why do you do it, even before talking about it? Closing it off, or is that the first time you ever tried?
That was the first time I ever tried.
Really?
Yeah. And it was easy.
You just randomly started trying to close it?
It makes me feel strong. Because Dad said it, like, takes, like, probably until you're, like, middle of middle school to do it. And I was like, I felt so cool to be able to do
you
it.
Felt so, did you go to school and tell all your friends, dude, when I pee, I can shut the valve on the tip and it no pee comes out anymore.
It's called a valve?
No, it's not called a valve. I don't know what to call it. The urethra.
The urethra.
That's what it's called.
Really?
Yes. The tube that
I can close my urethra.
You can't even say it right.
Urethra. Okay, I don't speak Spanish. Oh but, so yeah.
You think, that's enough for today?
If you're good with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think this has been a really successful first podcast.
Like, I want to tell you guys, it's already been 41 minutes.
That's crazy.
I know, right?
We've only
flagged it twice.
Dude, I felt like it was going to be way harder than this.
Yes, exactly. It's so fun. No, we literally just talk.
We're literally just talking. And honestly, guys, I'm really planning on having, in different podcasts, I'm going to bring on different people. You're always going to have Cooper and I on the podcast. I'm not going to want to do the podcast without him because it's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
But we're going to have my sister on one, my brother, hopefully the whole family at one point.
Yeah.
It feels weird talking because I feel like we're scripted. But then after the first 2 minutes, it just flows. We're literally just talking to each other.
You know what's weird? I don't know if you feel this too, but I feel like there's a third person right here and we're talking to him. But it's
like
we're
the
really
audience?
Just talking to each other.
Yeah.
There's literally nobody
That's
here.
That's your imaginary friend.
No.
Yeah.
He's over there.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you guys for listening.
And we're sorry we have to go now.
Yeah, so. we probably got to start prepping for the 12 people that are coming over to the house.
Yeah, we'll probably be famous in about, 3 years.
Oh, my God, no. We are not doing this to, become big. Honestly, I really do enjoy this. I really do talking to you.
Yeah, of course, but, we're
going to... It's been really great. I've been super excited this whole week to just, talk to you about stories. Because we don't ever think about... you know, things that happen every week. And now, constantly when, situations happen, we're going to think about it and be like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell Ethan or I can't wait to tell Cooper. Mm-hmm. But thank you guys for listening. Follow me on Instagram at EAP10. You cannot follow Cooper yet because he hasn't made an Instagram, which
But remember, sucks. Single ladies, I'm that hot little kid. I'm 10.
No.
And so if you ever see me, bro...
No, they'll never see you.
You would want this. You want a feast.
No, a feast. Oh my God, that's
all the elementary girls they're so glad they have all this.
No, okay, shut up. We're done. This has been a sauced podcast. You have been sauced.
Yeah.
No, but thank you for listening.
Use the spice.
And we'll talk to you later.
All right, adios.